After reaching an all-time high in the previous session, gold prices in Pakistan dropped on Wednesday, mirroring a decline in international markets. The price of gold per tola fell by 1,600 rupees, settling at 301,500 rupees, according to the All Pakistan Gems and Jewelers Serafa Association, APGSA. Similarly, the 10-gram gold rate dropped by 1,372 rupees, bringing it down to 258,487 rupees. On Tuesday, gold had been stable, with a surge of 100 rupees per tola, reaching a record high of 303,100 rupees. However, the global market saw a downturn on Wednesday, with international gold prices falling by $16 to $2,888 per ounce. Adnan Agar, director at Interactive Commodities, attributed this correction to unfavorable market data. He noted that gold hit an intraday low of $2,864 before recovering to $2,895. The session's high was $2,900, but data trends, including last year's average U.S. inflation rate of 2.9%, which has now risen to 3%, did not support further gains. Agar suggested that gold was undergoing a natural price adjustment before potentially rebounding. He stated that if the closing price surpasses $2,905, the metal could move higher. However, if it fails to reach that point, further declines towards $2,860 to $2,890 could follow. Meanwhile, the Pakistani rupee weakened slightly against the US dollar, depreciating 0.03% to close at 279.26 in the interbank market on Wednesday, down 9 paisa from the previous day, according to the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP. Globally, the US dollar retreated from its tariff-driven rally, with traders awaiting US inflation data and trade updates. The US dollar gained 0.3% against the yen, crossing 153 yen for the first time in a week, but saw minor losses against the euro at $1.0357. Meanwhile, the EU, Mexico, and Canada condemned US tariffs on steel and aluminium, warning of countermeasures. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reaffirmed that the Fed is in no rush to cut interest rates during his testimony to Congress. Additionally, the Pakistan Investment Bonds, PIB, fixed-rate auction held on Wednesday saw the government accepting bids worth 476.4 billion rupees against a target of 350 billion rupees. The total bids received amounted to 910.7 billion rupees, reflecting strong investor interest. For the 02-year PIB, 233.5 billion rupees in bids were received, with 95.2 billion rupees accepted at a cut-off yield of 11.69%, which was 0.25% lower than the previous auction and 0.11% lower than secondary market yields.